It's very cool to say walk down to Fry's and look at all the Java logos now on all the various devices, whether it's a mobile phone or a Blu-ray player.
This is PodTech.net. I'm Catherine Giraudeau. Sun Microsystems announced this morning it's released NetBeans 5.5, the latest version of its integrated development environment. NetBeans is a platform for developing applications using Sun's Java programming language. The Santa Clara company also said today it's created a strategic partner program for companies that are building add-ons to NetBeans and promoting it among their developer communities. After a press event Friday at Sun's San Francisco offices, I sat down with Dan Roberts, Sun's Director of Developer Tools Marketing.
We're, as you said, announcing two things. We're announcing the latest major milestone release in the NetBeans community, the NetBeans 5.5 release, which is a big release for us. It targets the latest Java specification, Java EE5, the latest Enterprise Edition specification, and really enables developers to build applications for service-oriented architecture, both through the new features in Java EE5 with the latest web services APIs, as well as a new pack that we're releasing along with NetBeans called the Enterprise Pack, which includes features for service-oriented architecture development by using BIPL, the business process execution language, as well as a new set of visual XML tools to allow developers to work with the large sets of XML schema that when you're building composite applications, you often have to work with. So a lot for the service-oriented architecture development. NetBeans has always provided tools for a broad variety of application developers, so from mobility, handsets, to desktop Java with Project Matisse, now called the NetBeans GUI Builder tool sets. We really are providing a wide variety of tools for developers.
So this is significant mainly because you're really going full force into the enterprise space.
Yeah, so NetBeans over the last 5 or 6 years since its open source inception started as primarily a tool for developing just core Java applications and desktop applications. And over time, it's evolved. We started adding web tier support, full JSP and servlet support. A couple years ago, we announced the release of web services and EJB development support. Today, with the release of the Java Enterprise Edition 5 tools, as well as the Enterprise Pack, you now have the ability to create complete composite applications within NetBeans, consume web services, orchestrate them within your business process, create multiple client types, whether it's a web client, a desktop client, or even a mobile client, to your entire application. And you now really do have the ability to create a complete enterprise class application within NetBeans, a free and open source tool set. And then in addition to that, we're announcing the NetBeans Strategic Partner Program. And the Strategic Partner Program is for companies that are working with us to build new modules or new applications on the NetBeans platform, either for NetBeans developers or whatever target market that they're doing. It provides them a set of technical resources to help them through that process, as well as incentives and marketing support to help them get their message out to the NetBeans audience and to the Java developer community.
What are some of the issues with using open source tools for enterprise in terms of security, compliance, that kind of thing?
Enterprises are becoming more and more accepting of the use of open source tools within their environment runtimes. And so we don't see any sorts of issues with large entities making commitments to the use of open source tools anymore. In fact, between NetBeans and Eclipse, those are the number one and two development tools in use today. And one of the things that Sun's doing is we're leveraging the infrastructure that we provide through the Java Enterprise System with our Identity Management and Access Manager products to allow developers in the open source space build in security that allows them to deal with a lot of the compliancy issues that enterprises are facing today, whether it's Sarbanes-Oxley in the U.S. Or any of the other associated requirements around the world. Companies more and more are facing these issues of auditing and compliancy around who's getting access to data, where that data is going, in understanding how that data got into their system. And so by being able to build that in automatically within their business process, companies have a big advantage on the development side to getting that out faster.
What are some of the most exciting applications that are being built using NetBeans in the enterprise space?
That's interesting. There's a whole lot. I mean, I've been spending some time with some large government contractors that have done everything from satellite-based systems tracking to telcos that are partitioning and managing and provisioning handsets and mobile applications to some of the largest financials in the entire world that are actually working with us to process the entire set of monetary transactions for some of the biggest stock exchanges and currency exchanges in the world. So it's really exciting today in the NetBeans community to really work with a lot of these large enterprises and see the types of applications that they're building, because it's really quite varied. Everything from, I mean, literally high school developers building some really cool mobile games to the largest Fortune 100 Global 2000 enterprises building some really important applications that take care and secure of our money. So it's quite cool. The consumer end is quite varied. An application and a partner of NetBeans is Amazon, of course, which everyone is familiar with. Amazon and eBay are actually both partners of ours and use NetBeans in a variety of their applications. Enterprises are almost entirely heterogeneous. So if you look at any major Fortune 100 or Global 2000, you'll often see that there are lots of these applications, lots of the web applications that customers are familiar with that have been built using NetBeans. And then even on another side, we're seeing developers with the Blu-ray disc, the latest release of high-definition video, being able to build applications to Blu-ray discs, because Blu-ray disc now embeds Java inside of the disc, and there are embedded virtual machines in all the players. So you have the opportunity now to even build Java into all the latest Hollywood videos.
How is the NetBeans community growing, and what percent of market share does NetBeans have compared to Eclipse?
Over the last 2 to 3 years, the NetBeans community has really gone through a renaissance, and we've seen our market share almost double every year for the last couple of years, and we track this using a very specific metric. This isn't just kind of a fuzzy marketing thing. We have within NetBeans an actual technology, the Auto Update Center, that allows developers to download the latest patches and get new features. And just by tracking hits on that, we can actually understand how many developers are out there and how much development they're doing and where their interests lie because of what they're downloading. And so by tracking the traffic on that update center, we've seen our usage double almost linearly every year for the last 2 to 3 years. And our market share at this point, we're the clear number two, in fact, to the point where we are the only other growing major vendor around supporting a separate Java tool than Eclipse. And at this point, from a market share standpoint, the actual numbers vary a little bit depending on whether you're looking at Evans or your favorite website, developer website running a web survey. Those numbers vary quite a bit, and we see ourselves certainly with a good third or so of the market, and Eclipse with more, but we keep growing, as do they.
What are your goals for growing the NetBeans community?
We don't have any sort of goal that we need to be the dominant vendor in the next year or two or even 5 years. Our goal and why we're working so closely with the community and providing so many additional resources to the NetBeans community is to enable a healthy ecosystem for Java developers in general and create healthy competition, because we really believe that spurs more innovation for developers. If we weren't doing NetBeans, developers wouldn't have things like Matisse. They wouldn't have things like this, the service-oriented architecture tools that we're providing in a free and open source way. And that level of innovation and healthy competition in the Java ecosystem, we believe, benefits Java as a whole and helps really, in, at the end of the day, in the competition with the .NET ecosystem. And that's really our goal, is to create and spur innovation for Java developers and make them more productive overall.
And that kind of relates to what you said in your presentation when someone asked you why compete with Eclipse, and you went through a real thought process that Sun went through to decide to really continue and forge ahead with NetBeans.
Yeah, we really did. Several years ago, we kind of sat down and took a hard look at where we were with our market share at the time and where things were going, and we found that for Sun and for the Java ecosystem, we truly believe that the best thing to do is to create this healthy ecosystem of innovation for the Java community. And we believe that by providing tools that are the first to support the latest Java APIs, we allow developers to get access to EE5 as soon as it ships, or Java SE6 as soon as it ships, new innovation in the Java platform that Eclipse at times has been a little late to support. And for a lot of developers, the way they work with languages today and platforms is through an IDE. Years ago, people just used core text editors, and many still do. But for a lot of developers today, it's that use of an IDE that creates access to the platform and starts the penetration of use of the latest technologies in the developer ecosystem. So we really thought that was important, and we thought being able to provide core features that tie directly to and create productivity around our various software infrastructure solutions, whether it's our application server, portal server, web server, or even identity solutions, which are all available for free for developers, even free for production, creates advantage for Sun.
Dan Roberts is Director of Marketing for Developer Tools with Sun Microsystems. We talked Friday at Sun's offices in San Francisco. In San Francisco, I'm Catherine Girardeau, PodTech.net.